the doorframe. I sigh. I'm not going to watch his baby again if that's what he's asking. I told you to tell him no to that shit. It's something different this time, Mark says, and walks into my office. He presents the paper to me. Oh, hell no, definitely not. Tell him no. Mark flushes. Donna said I was to tell you this is not negotiable. Donna is Tim's executive assistant and is generally the final say in all matters of actual importance. I read it again. Nicole, you will join the Stag Law Marathon Relay team to compete in the Pittsburgh Marathon on Sunday, May 2nd. We will produce a faster collective time than Beltane Engineering. Alice will be adjusting meals accordingly. Participation is not optional. T.S. Well, shit, I mutter. Where do I even start with this? I say that last bit louder, hoping for an answer. But Mark has already backed out of the office. Tim is an avid runner, and thanks to his perky wife yanking him out of a funk, he's an avid joiner. If there's a golf outing or boat rowing or softball opportunity to schmooze with other businesses here in Pittsburgh, Tim is on it. He just usually knows better than to include me in this nonsense. Tim never tires of bitching to his family that Beltane has an unfair advantage in the corporate relay challenge. All the big firms bet money on the outcome, which they donate to charities. So, of course, the charities get in on it until the pressure is pretty high for corporate fitness bragging rights. It drives Tim bananas that his staff at a sports law firm is not fitter and faster than a squad of gangly math nerds. While the Stag Law senior staffers are out perfecting their golf game to woo clients, the engine nerds all seem to be distance runners. I give zero shits about any of this, but my boss repeatedly reminds me that our law firm represents a lot of athletes. It's good for our image to appear competitively athletic. Then he reminds me that, as his director of strategy, I'm the one who said that last bit about our image. Both of Tim's brothers are huge runners, too. So Tim keeps trying to sneak them on the payroll so they count for our corporate teams. I point out that there's no way to cook the books to include a retired pro hockey player or a world-renowned glass artist on a law firm's roster. I look down at my legs. Thick and solid. They will absolutely catch my phone if I drop it while I'm sitting on the toilet. But running? Do I have a treadmill desk in my office? Sure. But that's mostly so I can angry pace while I'm on the phone. I am not what you might call a runner. I am also not what you might call a person who exercises. I think back to all the times my mother insisted I go to the gym or go running to slim down, and how violently I had refused to do anything of the kind. There's a war inside me, where one side is raging against my mother's body shaming, and the other side is recoiling from anyone, including my subconscious, telling me I can't do something. I bite my lip. I consider the options. I remind myself that Tim is not my mother, and that his request here is fully related to his own dumb pride and has nothing to do with him wanting me to fit into any sort of mold of what anyone says a woman should look like. I sigh and weigh my options, deciding I need to call my best friend to figure out why in the hell Tim thought I'd do this. I look at the time and figure it's late enough in the morning that I can call my best friend without pulling her out of some sort of baby nap. Emma is married to Tim's brother, Thatcher, and the whole damn herd of stags is about as fertile as a pack of rabbits. She and Thatcher just had their second bunny in as many years. Since my family are a bunch of assholes and I'm not giving up any of my precious time with Emma, I've become an honorary stag family member. Tim is still my boss, though. We do work to keep each other at a bit of a distance. Him because he has control issues, and me because he reminds me of my hyper-controlling parents. It's different with Emma, though. I pretend to be a grouch about her babies, but I know how many health struggles she overcame to get them here. Hell, I helped her find the right doctors for her epilepsy when we lived together in college. Emma's phone rings and rings. I'm about to hang up in frustration when she picks up on the 10th ring. Pick, she whisper yell.